Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Well, hello to you, family. If you just joined us, it is Heart to Heart. My name is Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock, sitting in for Bonolo Nkosi. We gave you sounds there coming from Family Factory. Devotion is the song that we gave to you. And I promised the family that when we come back from that one, I'm talking to Sis Gloria Nkosi. We are summing up on what we were talking about yesterday. And yeah, family, remember that we were talking about a challenging situation and how you can defeat that, you know, how you can come out a conqueror, how you can come out victorious from that one. What is it that you ought to do and not to do in a challenging situation? Sis Gloria, how are you doing today?
I'm very well, my queen, and good afternoon to the family.
Good afternoon to you too. And yeah, today we are summing up. We are finishing what we've started. We are still in a challenging situation, be it personally, be it it's all over the country, all over the world, what we're seeing happening, but we are still in a challenging season. Can you go back a little bit just to remind us where we, what we were talking about yesterday? I remember keeping good company is the right one to do, and also once the Lord has dealt with you, once the Lord has healed you, once the Lord has delivered you, once the Lord has taken you out, you know, taken you out of it, then you also have to do that to others. You have to minister the same comfort that God has ministered unto you to others. And so we are moving forward. But there are those who just came in today, just came in now, might have missed what we said yesterday. Can you just take us a step backwards and then come to today's teaching?
Definitely. Well, first of all, we do, just to go back a bit, we call this, according to the Word of God, the sifting process. It's a process where you are being challenged for the better, for the betterment of yourself. And we were reading from the book of Luke 22, chapter 31, where Jesus said, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift each of you like wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith will not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." So the do's and don'ts, what it is that you need to do and what it is that you should avoid doing during the challenge.
And that is the voice of Sis Gloria, POV, Sis Gloria Nkosi. And now the giant is sleeping, but we are celebrating that life, and we thank God for how she has touched our lives. She has ministered unto us on the airwaves of 657 AM since the year 2016. And we have grown so much in our faith, in our journey with the Lord, and we are grateful for that giant. You never see how big a tree is until the tree is down, and then you can realize all the goodness that has been there in that tree and what you have been gaining from that tree. And we thank God for that tree that has given us love, that has given us advices, that has also built us in our Christian walk. And at this current moment in time, I'm joined by Sister Lopili, who is the sister to our sister. We have adopted her at a Radio Pulpit, and she is joining us on the other side as we are paying tribute to our queen. Hi, Sister Lopili. How are you, my queen?
Choice, greetings, and shalom in Jesus' mighty name.
Ah, my queen, we heard the news as Radio Pulpit, and now she has disappeared. I'm not quite sure what just happened to our Sister Lopili right there. But let's try to reconnect. And yes, my family, the lines are open for you. You can talk to us, send your messages to the family of Sis Gloria POV. She has ministered unto you over the years, and ministered unto me as well. And we have grown, and we thank God for that. Let me welcome Moruti Temba Qaba on the other side, just to greet him as we are waiting for Sis Lopili to come back. Because she just disappeared there. But hopefully she will come back. Moruti Qaba, how are you?
Good afternoon, Sibongile. How are you doing?
I am blessed of the Lord. Thank you for talking to us today. You have known Mrs. Gloria for a long period at Bethel. She has been ministering in Bethel as well. Tell us a little bit about how you know her.
Oh, yes. We've met Sister Gloria through Sister Ntabseng, because now she used to come very often in our town to come and minister. We're very fortunate also to host her in our own church as well, but also in Evangelical Church. So speaking on behalf of all the pastors in Bethel at large, we have lost a giant in the kingdom. She was one woman that was also dedicated and loving the Lord. And to the entire family, we just want to say, may they be converted. We are also, Sisponi, believing that she was assigned to do on earth. She has run her race. It's up to us now, left behind, to carry on with her legacy. But you just want to tell the family or extend our condolences to the family. From the book of John 14, spoken from verse 1 to 6. That's where they can read. But definitely we are also feeling the pain as the body of Christ at large, because she was not only just a minister, but she was a mother to some of our daughters in our churches.
Wow. Let me welcome again, Sister Lopili. Thank you so much, Muruti, for that. Sister Lopili, how are you again, my queen?
Just greetings and shalom in Jesus' mighty name to the family at large.
So we at Radio Pulpit got the news that our sister, our beloved Sis Gloria, is sleeping. She has gone to be with the Lord. Can you tell us about that? What transpired?
Okay. She was admitted on Monday night at the hospital. Unfortunately, this time the situation was too big for her to handle. And there was nothing that we could do or the doctors could do. And on Friday morning, the doctors called the family meeting. I think the doctors were just trying to prepare us for what was coming. We spent the whole day with her at hospital on Friday. But because Itemba Alilali, Sahlale Thembeni, which you know what, Gloria always bounced back. That was one person that has a faith. I don't know that was as small as a mustard, or that was big as an apple. But unfortunately, at the evening of Friday, then she passed on.
Sure.
That was the news on Saturday morning, because we were still in a shock as a family and we still couldn't accept the news of what has happened.
When you're talking about her faith, I'm reminded that this morning I was talking to Apostle Cindy, and I said the faith she had, I thought the family would call and say, no, Sis Pongile, it was a mistake. She's up. Don't worry. She's up.
But that was Gloria. She always kept her faith. And she injected that to us, that no matter the situation, just keep the faith. It doesn't matter the situation. Just keep the faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we did also on Friday.
Yeah. Muruti Kaba, I'd like you to just talk to the family yet again, since Tselopili is back. Your message to the family, Muruti?
Sis Tselopili, we would like to extend our condolences to the family. We are coming from Greater Bethel Fraternal, from all the pastors in Bethel. We got to know our sister, Gloria, through Sister Thompson. She came in Bethel and ministered in different churches. We were truly blessed by the ministry. And it was also said from our side to learn that she is going to be with the Lord. But we'd like to share with you and the entire family. You can read from the book of John, chapter 14, from verse 1 to 6. Where Jesus said, do not let your heart be troubled. We just want to thank the family for also allowing us to share Sis Glory with you guys, because she was always traveling and really became a family to most of us, most of our churches. Also, Pastor Chris, Apostle Chris Gosi from Belfast also said I must also convey his message to the entire family as well, that may you guys be comforted. And also to the radio pulpit, Sis Sibongile, we just want to extend our deepest condolences as well. We know that Sis Glory was also part of the entire family. So may you guys be comforted.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
The first love was to save the Lord. That was her first love. We knew as a family, she was called for the nation.
Yeah.
She was not only our sister, but out there. Gloria was out there.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Amen.
Pastor Clover, thank you so much. May God awesomely bless you, Mfundisi. Thank you for coming through and representing the fraternal Yase Bethal.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Be blessed. Thank you.
And we are also hugging you as Radio Pulpit. As we're receiving the condolences from your side, we're also hugging you. May the Lord strengthen the young people. Oh, mama, oh, baba, Yase Bethal. May he carry you through this time. Yes. Thank you, Mfundisi. I'm going to release you. Thank you so much for coming through.
Bless you. Bless you. Amen.
Sis Tsolopile, thank you so much for sharing her with us.
To the family at large, in the book of Hebrews 4, verse 16, it says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." This is the time of need for us, but the Lord will never leave us nor forsake us. I know we are all broken, but let us keep trusting unto the Lord, and the legacy of Gloria will live on. And thank you very much for your support and for your love and for your prayers. May the good Lord bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
And Sis Tswelopele, we are still Tswelopeleng. Re Tswelopele. Ska tsamaya. It sounds like Tswelopele saying goodbye to us. Moruti Lucas Nkosi has also came into the studio. Now, I loved how Sis Gloria and Moruti Lucas did things, because Moruti Lucas Nkosi would tune in when Sis Gloria would be in studio and vice versa. And I don't know, I think it has to do with the surname Nkosi, you know? It has to do with Nkosi. And there's also Babu Nkosi. So the three would be on air. And the other one will say, "Thank you, my brother." And the other one will say, "My sister." And the other one would say, "Bantabam." So we had a broad family. Nkosi Moruti, welcome.
Welcome, Sis Bongi and Radio Pulpit family.
Yeah, Moruti, a tree is fallen. A tree is down. A giant is sleeping. And we have Sis Tswelopele representing the family Yakwa Nkosi. What message do we say to the family?
Oh, family. She's been a darling.
Yeah.
She's been a darling to us. And thank you for releasing her, you know, to us. And mina, I remember back in the days, I think somewhere around 2016.
Yeah.
Where first time we had this Christ in the Marketplace, Nomfundisi Umfeka.
Yes.
At Maboneng.
Yes.
And she was hosting us at the office.
Yes.
At her office there, and would have great time and so on.
Mm.
And now, when I learned that she's Nkosi, then I remember how my father used to say that Mfanoam, you know, everywhere you meet Nkosi,
yeah.
Wagin.
Yeah.
So treat them like your blood family and so on.
Yeah.
And you know, since that time, it's been a wonderful journey. Sis Gloria has been a strong person.
Mm.
And you know, just few days ago before her passing, or it's a month, when I was like, I saw her poster with Sinetemba, you know, they were planning an event. I'm like, hey, yeah, you are back full force. You know, I'm back full force. You know, it's been wonderful.
Yeah.
She's been so funny, so wonderful, a pillar of strength.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's been a blessing to us
as
the body of Christ and Radio Pulpit family and in many different ways. Now and then she'll be like, Buti, yes, Butuam. You know, today, by the way, is my birthday. And I'll miss, you know, that Butuam.
Yeah.
Akula, yes, I'm praying for you.
Yes.
So that you can continue, you know, with that English, you know, clean English yak.
Yes.
Yeah, she's been a revolutionary, Yazi. A comrade.
Yeah.
Hey, Yazi. When you get into politics, she's been a Pan-Africanist of note.
Yeah.
And it's been so wonderful.
When you get to soccer?
Hey, Kaiser Chiefs. Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. You know, I've backslidden from soccer because Bangleka Gakulu, when we grew up and I resigned, I used to be a Kaiser Chiefs person, by the way. But I resigned afterwards. You know, somebody laughed at me and said, I resigned. From this day, I'm watching Chiefs. And now and then she'll be like, "Ay, Marwena Putuam. He's a straight."
Yeah.
Yeah, with the Domos and others. He's a straight. When I'm at week, Hosi, when she's been so passionate about soccer. And it's been wonderful and so fun and such a wise, you know, a personification of God's expression of wisdom.
A well of wisdom.
Yeah,
we thank God for that well, and I believe that from that well we need to grow and continue growing. Nicoline Khatebe says, condolences. I think Nicoline is realizing now that our sister is sleeping. Minister Given Nakedi says, hi, Queen Bongi. This is Minister Given Nakedi. I was once your through Sis Gloria POV. One of the things about Gloria, besides loving the Lord wholeheartedly, was that she loved her siblings so much. My heart breaks just thinking about them. Sis Tswelopele, woman of God, I'm terribly sorry for this loss. Deepest condolences to you all. And may the Lord send you comfort and strength. He is closer to the brokenhearted. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Moya o halalelang ke motsidisi. Ha moya wa ntswaki o phumole ka khotso. I can't believe I'm saying this about Lo. Yeah, that's a message, Sister Lopili, from Sis Given or Minister Given Nakedi. And this one is from Mariki. Beloved, all right. No. Mariki is sending a totally different one unto us. Asanda Mabala, I see you. A good day to you, my family. And thank you so much for being with us as well, for joining in. Vilibrats, I see you. And some of the messages that came through. Ubabum Zimgoma says, I remember one day looking for a speaker on my show, and you confidently recommended her. She never disappointed, Sisi. What a humble soul, deeply rooted in the word. The body of Christ will miss a gentle giant. May the family of Gloria POV and the souls she was able to touch, including mine, be comforted, knowing that she is with the Lord. Tuli Mashazi says, I followed and related with Gloria as a sister in Christ for a long time before I met her. When we finally met, it was a beautiful connection. It felt like reuniting with a long lost sister. Rest well, my dear sis. Heaven is our home. Tumelo Bula says, Mashabela, I think she was a remarkable woman, strong-willed and resolute. I'm saddened by her passing. Eunice Ntswising says, Lala ngoqolo ndlovukazi. And others are just grateful that she had touched their lives. Sister Lopele, to you as the siblings, what are you right now when you're thinking about her, besides that, she was just a woman giving her heart to the Lord, as all of us are saying. What is that significant thing as siblings that you will remember about Sis Gloria?
You know, to be honest with you, Sis Bongile, Gloria was a special child. After our mom's passing, Gloria was only 16 years old. I hold her hand and said, you know what, as the big sisters of this family, we will have to play this role together. We will have to make sure that it is us first before other people. But to my surprise, Gloria took that further than I imagined. She ran with that. I taught her how to run our household. I taught her that the first thing you do when you get your money, come back home and see what is missing. Where can you fill the space? But instead, Gloria did that exceedingly more than I expected her to do. And she didn't just do it with us. She also did it to our next of kin. She did it to our cousins. She even did it to the whole world. I was sitting here thinking that, you know what, we might be broken as a family, but I'm very, very much happy about the role that she played, not only amongst us, but also to the whole world as she did.
Thank you so much. I'm going to have to release you, I know, but we will continue and we will get the rest of the tribute as a family. But thank you so much for instilling that kind of a spirit in her, because she was younger than me. Mara, when she spoke, I listened.
There was a time I was also defeated as an elder sister, but there were times I would listen to her.
Yeah.
And you know, when she started making a point, she means it.
Yeah. Thank you so, so much, Sister Lobele. I know I have to release you. Then we'll send the rest of the tributes to you. Thank you so much for being with us. May the Lord Holy Spirit hug you. I'm going to allow Muruti to just pray for the family in a minute, and then we're releasing you. Muruti, can we pray for the Nkosi family as they are doing? They are busy with the preps, getting ready to lay her to rest. Tomorrow it's a memorial. Maybe before we pray, Sister Lobele, what's going to happen? Give us the announcements.
Okay, we are already done with the preparations. As you're saying, that tomorrow there will be memorial service, and then the theme is all white. And then we will be laying our soldier to rest on Thursday at Ekangala, next to Bromor Street. The service will start at 8 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock.
All righty then. And do we know now about the funeral arrangements as well? When will that be?
Yes. The funeral will be on Thursday, which is the 3rd of October. And we'll send those who want the location to come to Gauteng North. They can contact Mahotso and Matsidiso.
You can give their numbers. Okay,
079-351-7801 or 079-388-751. 758, sorry.
Thank you so much, Sis Zolopili.
From 8 o'clock in the morning at our community hall at Ekangala.
Say that again.
From 8 o'clock. Our funeral service will start at 9 o'clock at Ekangala Community Hall and will depart to the cemetery at 11 o'clock.
All righty, yes. Then. Let's allow Muruti to just pray for the family and then release you, Sister Lobele. Muruti.
Okay, let's pray. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, in this moment, Father, of grief and pain, Lord, in the name of Jesus, your word says, Lord, you are nearer to the brokenhearted, Father, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, you are God of all comfort. Father, we thank you for the life you have blessed us with, Lord, to impact our lives. And Father, now, Lord, Usis Gloria has left, Lord, us with the legacy of wisdom, Father, that you gave her to impact our lives with. And Father, even as we remain, Lord God, we are praying for the family. Yagankosi, Father, in the name of Jesus, and Father, with all activities that are going to take place, Father, we pray for strength in the name of Jesus, the strength from the inner man by your spirit carry us, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, and carry the family, carry it, Radio Pulpit family, Father, and the enlarge, Lord, the nation, Father, because, Lord, she's been not only impacting, Father, in the name of Jesus, us in our spaces, but even the nations of the world outside country through her online programs, Father. Comfort all of us, Father, by your Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen, Father, the family, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, you are God, in the name of Jesus Christ. You are the shepherd, Lord, Ritzamaise, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lead us, Lord God Almighty, so that, Lord God Almighty, at the end of time, Lord God Almighty, we can meet her, Father, on the other side, Father, for a great celebration, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen.
And amen. Thank you, Ostolo Billy. Please pass our love and greetings to the family. And thank you for giving us this moment. Some of us were waiting for her to get married. These were the things we were talking to her about that other people don't know. Hey, Pel. Hey, Mar. We will meet her in the morning at the great wedding of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Sister Lopili. We love you. Bye-bye.
Love you too.
Thank you.
And yes, my family, do you remember that we are still paying tribute to Sister Gloria POV? And yes, you can send your messages. We will send these messages to the family of Sister Gloria. We have to let go of Sister Lobili. But let's take these sounds as we continue to say goodnight to our queen.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Oh, sister, kuyabonakala ukuthi uma sihleli kuNkulunkulu ayikho inshabiso. Usekhaya uJesu umile emnyango umele bonke, ufuna thina sonke siphelele kuye. Sengathi inhliziyo zethu zingaduduseka nomndeni wakhe ududuseke. Yimo mamkosi, ngiyabonga.
Thank you so much, mankosi. From Umankosi to Unankosi, the late Sis Gloria POV. We are celebrating this great giant. We are celebrating her life. We are grateful of how she had touched our lives. Now I see Luella saying, hi, Swangile, Gloria was so young. How old was she, please? Luella, I'm not going to give the age, but she was very young. And she says, did Gloria become ill? I joined your show a bit later. Yes, Luella, she fell ill. And her sister did mention that she was admitted on Monday at the hospital. And the family thought she would bounce back again as she would go in and come back strong. And when she came back strong, Muruti Lucas, she came back harder. The enemy knew she's back. The enemy knew Gloria is back. And so, yeah, she fell ill. And on Friday, it got worse and she bowed down. So, but we are grateful for her. And now we are joined by Muruti Mfega. I was trying to get hold of Apostle Cindy and Pastor Lee Maponyani. I'm not quite sure why am I finding it hard to get the two. But we are now joined by Dr. Mfega. Muruti, how are you?
I am not okay. I'm not okay. I'm hanging on by a thread. I'm surviving by His grace. The past few days have been miserable for me. When I discovered Uguti, my daughter is no more, I had just told someone I was with in the car on my way to the Midval to go and do a leadership session. I had just told him how Gloria came into my life.
Mm. Can and you share that with us?
And 5 minutes later, I get a message that Gloria passed on yesterday. It's like, you know, while I was telling him about Gloria, I was talking with this excitement. And 5 minutes later, he says to me, Mfundisi, what's wrong? And I'm telling him, I said, man, lo muntu engisanda kukutshela ngaye manje has gone to be with the Lord yesterday. So, yeah, my day just became gloomy. And I was not even sure what hell am I going to be doing this 3-hour leadership session now, you know? But yeah, it has been rough. It has been challenging. It has been unbelievable. Oh, I kifeletswe ke manzi. And I mean, I'm not a person of a lot of manzi. But this time around, I'm strong.
So, yeah. Muruti, can you share a little bit about how you met with Mrs. Gloria? And Muruti, Lucas also shared about when he met her, at this time you were at, and I think it's the day that we as Radio Pulpit came with Isambulo the Musical at her office. Yes. Can you tell us about you meeting Mrs. Gloria and how you have worked together with her?
Gloria, I met her through my son. My son came to me the other day and said, Baba, I met a girl that I want to make unkosikazi. Can you go and talk to my father for me and introduce this news? So I spoke to the father, and the father gave a blessing, the mother gave a blessing, and all that. And then a few days later, he then brought Gloria into my house. Mm. To come and introduce her to me and my wife, to say, Baba, nangu unkosikazi uNkulunkulu engicabanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungibusise ngaye, and I want to introduce her to you. Igama lakhe uGloria wakwaNkosi. And believe me, from that day uGloria wavele wayidla inhliziyo yami, you know. Yes, life happened, but with life happening, Gloria never left my side. You know, everywhere Gloria goes, Gloria will be telling people about me. I'll be meeting people saying, oh, who baba got Gloria? And I'm like, okay, so what is this child saying about me out there? You know, but yeah, that is how we met with Gloria. But over and above her being a daughter to me, Gloria has been a minister of the gospel.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gloria, Aisha. Gloria was never trained theologically, but Gloria was, man, she would mess you up theologically. And I'm like,
she was a dynamite.
You know what I'm saying? She had this thing, Yogutimagashumaila. If I'm in the audience, then she will say, timer, you taught me this. So whatever I'm going to say right now, Masalo, don't blame me. Mm-hmm. Blame that man sitting down there.
Mfundisi. Wow. Wow. She has been a blessing. And I remember she would even challenge scholars. You'd say, I learned it from the Lord. Alrighty then, Ivan Benjalo, Mfundisi Mfega. On the line, I'm joined by Apostle Cindy. Apostle, how are you?
Great, and shalom. Thank you so much, woman of God, for being with me.
To you, who was Gloria Nkosi?
Oh my goodness, Gloria Nkosi, she was my sister, but she was my friend. Oh my God, she was my pillar. I don't know how can I define Gloria. She was just everything. She was my advisor. She was, I don't know, the list is endless.
Yeah.
The kind of a woman she was.
Wow.
She was my mom, believe it or not. Sometimes she will rebuke me.
The kind of authority that she carried. You would even forget that she's younger than you.
I'm like, I'm going to push it a little bit. Oh, I'm oh yeah,
wow.
I am broken, but
there are so many things that I believe each and every one of us is carrying from Mrs. Gloria. I'm not quite sure if Karabo, if you are Pastor Lee Maponyani, because I've been trying to also get hold of Pastor Lee. Is it you, Pastor Lee, there? I'm not quite sure who Karabo is, but you just joined our stream. If it's Pastor Lee, please open up so we can just wrap it up because we have run out of time. I just need a message from you, Apostle, to the family as well, Yagasis Gloria, and the whole Christian family, because Pastor Lucas just mentioned earlier that she covered the world, not only South Africans. She was very radical. I said to Apostle in the morning, I said to her, the way, the faith she had, whenever she would pray even for my son, she would be like, "Uzo paramus uprosp," he will stand up and walk. And I said to her, you know, and it's exactly what I said to Sister Lopili. I said, I thought they would call me and say, "Hi, no, she woke up. It was, you know, and she's healed. It is well with her." That is what I was waiting for because of the kind of faith that she has. A message that you have for the family of in a Christian family. What is it, Apostle?
I just want to say, may the family be strengthened. I know it's not easy. You know, in Zulu, you know, a giant has fallen. And little by little, even death will not separate us
from
the love of God. And I pray that they may be encouraged and be of good strength. I know it's not easy. You know, the other time when we were with the family, something really broke my heart. Tumbo cried. Tumbo is the last born. She said, "I am now naked." And I felt it in my heart. She said, we are now naked and we don't have a parent, because she was that parent to the family. And Sisibongile, one thing about Gloria loved family. Gloria loved family with everything that she had. And Gloria loved her sisters. Gloria loved her brothers. Mind you, before I met the family, I knew about Abudi. I knew about Umahozo. I knew about Utumbo. I knew about the father. The way she was so passionate about Nje Ifemeliake. So I know where they are. They are not okay. But I pray that may God of all comforts comfort them wherever they are. May they be strengthened. And also the family of the Pulpit Radio and the whole world, I pray that may God strengthen you. God is a faithful God. Even in such a time as this, He's still God. I know that He will say that. To say, stand, and after standing, stand again. Amen.
All right. Danny Ursula Andrew says, my deepest sympathy to Sister Gloria. So, so sad. May her soul rest in peace. Gone, but not forgotten. It's very, very hurtful and so sad. May the Lord strengthen you, Danny Ursula. And this is Salome. This is Salome, Jewel Apani. She says, we met Gloria. Okay, she says, greetings, family. And Reverend Sibusiso Somfega, thank you for introducing me to her. And she says, we met Gloria Go Christ in the marketplace with Apostle Lucas in 2016. Oh, wow, what a life. And this is Salome Jewel Apani. It means that even Radio Pulpit also met her 2016. And we are really grateful. I know Pastor Lee Maponyani introduced us to her some years back when she had the Esther Awards. Murutim Fega, you know about the Esther Awards, I'm sure. And but she couldn't, and we wanted her to be on air, but she couldn't be on air because it was not God's timing. When she came, ultimately was on air, she says, now it's God's time. Now it's God's time. Murutim Fega, your message to the family.
My message to the family, I would quote from Psalm 116, verse 15, which says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. God does not delight in the death of someone who dies not knowing him as their Lord and Savior. I think the greatest thing and the greatest gift that Gloria has been to her family is not only being a sister and being a parent when they had no parent, but it is also somebody who was prophetic and somebody who did not shy to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ mm-hmm. to her own family. So what I want to say right now is that walk in Gloria's footsteps. She followed the Lord to the letter until the last day of her life. She followed the Lord until her last breath. If you were to take it from there and make sure that you follow Christ as she followed Christ, believe me, when you leave this world, you will meet your sister and you will celebrate in the great white wedding of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to know that the body of Christ is praying for you, and I want you to know that God loves you, and I want you to know that you are not alone. Believe me, when you are in Christ, you don't need to feel naked, because God is covering you. God is on your side. God will strengthen you. And to the entire body of Christ, to the family of Radio Pulpit, to those that we have been working together with her in many circles, in radio, in politics, in different aspects of life, uNkulunkulu unathi, uNkulunkulu uzosidlulisa, uNkulunkulu will strengthen us. God bless you.
I'm going to ask Apostle Cindy to just pray for the family in a minute that we have, and then coming to Pastor Mfega. Oh, her phone just gone down. Let's see. I see Pastor Linda Maponyani. Pastor Linda, hello to you.
Pastor hello, Lee. I don't know if you're able to hear me.
We can't see your face, though, but we are able to hear your voice. How are you?
I'm not camera ready. I'm all right in you.
We are blessed of the Lord. Tell us about your journey. Amen. Tell us about your journey with Sis Gloria.
I mean, Gloria, bombshell, you know, small, tiny bombshell, but she will leave you with your jaw on the floor every single time you interact with her. I mean, my two biggest memories of her was the Esther Awards, where she launched awards that celebrate women in the kingdom with the difference that they're making. And I think that was one of the very first few moments I met her personally away from Facebook. The second time she and I spent a treasurable amount together was when we were traveling to Middleburg. I was preaching there and she accompanied me. On the way, Dr. Somtaga and I were actually scheduled to be part of a summit for Africa's business people. So on the way, I tell her about it and the fact that I'm not really fully and confidently prepared. Did she not give me a master class of what I was actually going? I could not. Listen, my jaw was on the floor. She was like, listen here, Africa is rich. And then she started, you know, when she spoke about Africa
so
and
passionate.
How rich Africa is, you know, Gloria would not stop. Mm-hmm. So she went on and on. At some point, I was like, okay, no, I think stop talking so that I record you. Because what? There's no way. Because I'm driving, so I can't take notes. She had to stop, and then I recorded. She started again, and she spoke. She spoke about, you know, how rich Africa is, and she spoke about just how deep we can go if we were given a chance, especially by third world countries and what they have done to take away those opportunities for us. And she said, Linda, we are the people that must go occupy. Europe is waiting for us. USA is waiting for us. And we must give them a run for their money. I will never forget that conversation ever in my life.
Wow. A message to the family, Sis Linda. Aish. Muruti Linda, Muruti Linda, not
to Makhotso and you know the rest of the family members. I just want to say to them, you know, even in this time, God still cares.
Mm.
That's what they need to remember, because when you're going through this, there could be a lot of whys. I mean, they just lost their dad. So I can imagine the questions going on in their minds. But what I can tell them now is that God still cares. Mm. And he's the one who will hold them together, even in this time.
Mm. Sure. One of the lessons, Muruti, I'm trying to reconnect Muruti Mfega. I just lost him now. One of the lessons you're carrying with you, Muruti Linda?
I mean, my biggest lesson that I'm carrying with me as far as, you know, Gloria's footprint in my heart is concerned is that when you go all out to do what you are called to do, don't do it. Don't do a half job. Scarcely half done. Do it and finish it. Like, do it to an extent where Luena, when you look at it, you are like, yeah, no, I did my best.
Wow.
That's what she left with me on that journey to Middleburg.
Mm-hmm.
Jorge, you know, as an African woman who's gifted, who's in ministry and who's an entrepreneur, do not hold back. And that's what I'm taking with me.
Wow. Thank you so much, Muruti Linda, for sharing with us and for encouraging the family and the Christian family at large. May God bless you. I know it's your daughter's birthday, celebrating it together with Pastor Lucas, who's in the studio with me right now. So happy birthday to both of them.
Mkhotsi sharing his birthday with my daughter. I mean, that's special. That's special for me.
Thank you so much. Please pass our love and greetings. Realeboga Muruti. Malisedi, my queen. Malisedi Mukwena says, my heartfelt condolences to the family. Yeah, I was Gloria, the radio pulpit and family, Facebook family. She was such an inspiration, and I'll treasure the conversations we had on WhatsApp. Wow. Luella, thank you so much. Yeah. I'm hugging you, and thank you so much for talking to us. Muruti Mfega, may the Lord Holy Spirit hug you. Muruti Lucas, may the Lord Holy Spirit hug you. Muruti Linda, may the Lord Holy Spirit hug you. I know that Muruti, you're not disconnected. There he goes out. Let me try to reach him one way. But I just want to say, may the Lord Holy Spirit embrace you. You became family to her. You were not Pastor Lucas nor Pastor Linda, but you were family to her. Mm-hmm. And so may the Lord carry you.
Yeah.
Muruti Linda, let me give you a minute, just a minute, to pray for the family.
Sure. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Mudima Lukile, Mudima Teperile, we just want to come before your throne of grace right now. Lord God Almighty, may your love cover the family Ahankosi and the extended family members. May the siblings, sisters, Gloria, be enveloped by your love so deep that all they can feel is the presence of the Holy Spirit in their hearts. Mm-hmm. Even as they prepare, oh God, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you may connect them with people that will come forth and be generous towards the family in one form or the other. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you may give them strength, not just today, but also in days to come, oh God, even after the burial. Mudimalukile, just be with them and cover them and love them. And may the Holy Spirit continue to dwell in their hearts now and forevermore, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
And amen. Muruti Mfega, can we just pray for the family as well?
Baba, ikameni lika Jesu, Father, we come before you. Lord, it's a difficult time. It's a challenging time. However, I pray that Heavenly Father, your comfort and your grace will be upon the family, even as they finalize the preparations for tomorrow's memorial service and also for the burial on Thursday. May you give them grace, strength, give them understanding, give them unity. Help them, O God, to weather the storm. I thank you for the life, Yada Gloria, whom you have given to me personally to be a daughter unto me. I thank you for the times, O God, the learnings and everything from her life. I pray that your blessing will be even upon the listeners of Radio Pulpit who will miss her deeply. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, Baruti, for coming through and celebrating with us this great tree. I wish we had more time, but she was just a wonder. And we thank God. Hey, Kaniti, dynamites come in small packages, Pastor Linda. Muruti, Lucas, and Muruti.
Yay.
That one was a dynamite. Aye. Politically, soccer-wise. And we will see her in the morning. Thank you so much. May the Lord keep keeping you. I love you so much. We will be in contact. Have a blessed one.
Amen. Thank you very much for having us.
Wow, family, this is how we bid our beautiful queen good night. And yeah, it has been a wonderful, wonderful time with her. We are grateful for the Lord who's able to do that, bring strangers together, and they end up being one family. This next song is just dedicated to the family Yakwankosi. It's from Botswana by Boitshepo Tlhabiwe, Shepela.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.